One of the interesting things about history is the way that we tend to remember people whose names show up on like the PBS news reels and stuff, right? Over and over again. But we forget that were it not for the average person doing the smaller things along the way, that those people on the PBS news reels would never really have been able to make the dents that they did. And so as I think about history, I think about history a lot in my writing. As I think about history, I really try to honor those sort of little small moves and the people who, very brave acts, the smaller acts are often very difficult to do and pull off and dangerous. My grandmother takes the youth group to services. The sky's wide open blue told her, go in where you have never been before. And where she went, she took the children. Older girls in long skirts, little black heels, white collars rough with starch, and hair still hot from the comb. Along with boys their age, pants creased, shoes blacked, and bright. Little Linda in Topeka had upset no one yet, but that black shock, Lynchburg's largest high school class in years, did. Surprised, the white minister welcomed her with silence, but that evening his voice fumed through Thornton's phone. Your pretty wife should trust the good Lord's plan. Let her know, in heaven, Negroes will have to learn their rightful place.